Hello, good morning, everyone. Can someone do a thumbs up so I can see that you can hear me? Okay, thank you. Okay, let's turn to Job chapter 10. Job chapter 10. I loathe my own life. I will give vent to my complaint. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say to God, do not condemn me. Let me know why thou dost contend with me. Is it right for thee indeed to oppress, to reject the labor of thy hands, and to look favorably on the schemes of the wicked? Hast thou eyes of flesh, or dost thou see as man sees? Are thy days as the days of a mortal, or thy years as man's years? Thou shouldst seek for my guilt and search after my sin. According to thy knowledge, I am indeed not guilty, and there is no deliverance from thy hand. Thy hands fashioned and made me altogether, and wouldst thou destroy me? Remember now that thou hast made me as clay, and wouldst turn me into dust again. Didst thou not pour me out like milk, and curdle me like cheese? Clothe me with skin and flesh, and knit me together with bones and sinews. Thou hast granted me life and loving kindness, and thy care has preserved my spirit. Yet these things thou hast concealed in thy heart. I know that this is within thee. If I sin, then thou wouldest take note of me, and I wouldest not acquit me of my guilt. If I am wicked, woe to me, and if I am righteous, I dare not lift up my head. I am sated with disgrace and conscious of my misery. And should my head be lifted up, thou wouldest hunt me like a lion, and again thou wouldest show thy power against me. Thou dost renew thy witnesses against me and increase thine anger toward me. Hardship after hardship is with me. Why then hast thou brought me out of the womb? Would that I had died and no eye had seen me. I should have been as though I had not been, carried from womb to womb. Would he not let my few days alone withdraw from me that I may have a little cheer? Before I go, I shall not return to the land of darkness and deep shadow. The land of utter gloom is darkness itself, of deep shadow without order, to which shines as the darkness. Amen. So this is the second chapter where Job is replying to Bildad, and particularly now in this chapter, Job is more or less really talking to God, not necessarily replying to Bildad. Even though that's part of the scheme or the plan that's going on here, and Job is moving now into despair, and so some time has passed through this, and he is despairing about God's dealings with him right now, and he's really you could tell he's really really struggling. He says in verse one, "My soul loathes. I loathe my own life. My soul loathes. I will give full vent to my complaint." In other words, I'm going to let loose. I'm just going to share everything that's on in my heart. And maybe he feels like he was holding back a little bit before. Now he's just gonna let loose, and he's just talking about just the harshness of God's dealings in his own life at this point. And you could tell he starts. He's you could see that his view of God starts changing a little bit. His view of God becomes much more negative. Before it was quite positive in the early discourses, but now it's becoming a little bit more negative. And the view of God, you can see, is changing a little bit. He's basically turns to him and he says, "Are you basically? Are you petty? Are you like man? Do you see as man sees? Do you go about? Do you have verse four? Do you have eyes of flesh? Do you see as a man sees? Are your days as the days of a mortal, or years as a man's years? That you should seek for my guilt and search after my sin." And so, because of what he's gone through, he's complaining, he's talking, but he's really laying out something about God, in the sense that maybe you're not so great, or you're not, I'm just using my own words, okay? you know, maybe you're not so great, you're not so grand, maybe you're just like us. Maybe you're petty just like us. You know, maybe you treat man the way we do. And you could see that he really is starting to despair during this time. And I think that's kind of what happens to us as well. A lot of times when we go through difficulty, not only do we start accusing God, but our view of God just begins to change. And which is human, which is natural. But that's generally one of the first things that happens, that we begin to look at God, through a different lens, and he's no longer this great God. And so we start questioning and we start wondering and all these little different things begin to happen. You can see that Job is really, really being worn down, through all this. And so, if you think about this, the real question to ask is the difficulty bringing these ideas to the forefront, or is this really what's inside Job to begin with? And you know, the righteousness in a certain way was a facade, and maybe he's operating primarily out of self-righteousness. And so, but this is what really the purpose of suffering and pain bring about, because it really, really does produce the real self. Like what's really going on deep inside a person. Only when that pressure and those things come together, I think that's when the true self really begins to come out. And you could tell, I mean, it's really coming out for Job. In this way, you know, he continues on. Thy hands fashioned, verse 8, thy hands fashioned and made me altogether, and now would you destroy me? Remember now that made me as clay, and now would turn me into dust again. Clay, meaning, you know, God is the one who formed him, and now he's gonna turn back from this. You pour me out like milk and curdle me like cheese. You clothe me with skin and flesh, knit me together with bones and sinews. Again, this is really beautiful poetry. You know, when a fetus is developed, that's the first things that happen, right? In this order, skin, flesh, bones, sinews. As thou granted me life and loving kindness, care has preserved my spirit. Yet these things thou hast concealed in thy heart, I know that this is within thee. Like, in other words, God, you can do this. You can change this circumstance at any time. It's within you to do this. And then he has this really interesting discourse where he talks about sin. And he says, putting God into a very negative light. It says, and if I sin, you would take note of me. You would not acquit me of my guilt. If I'm wicked, woe to me. If I'm righteous, I dare not lift up my head. I'm sated with disgrace and conscious of my misery. And should my head be lifted up, you know, if I be proud or what, then you would hunt me like a lion. It's this idea, like a lion. Lion doesn't kill its prey right away, but injures him and then comes back to finish the job. And he's using these imagery, of God, like, you know, like this lion that kind of takes pleasure in people's wrongs. He hunts after their sin. In other words, that's what God sees man. He sees man as sinful, and he's just hunting after their sin. He's just waiting for someone to sin. But we know that that's a different God, than we know in the scriptures, who actually sends his son, to die for those that are sinners. And so, you know, something doesn't compute. Something doesn't quite make sense. But, when Job is in this place of suffering, all these negative thoughts about God begin to come out. He says in verse 17, you renew my witnesses against me and increase that anger towards me. And you see, you know, how this is constantly coming over and over again. And hardship after hardship is with me. He's referring to his friends that, you know, one after another, they're just coming with complaints, and they're coming and with accusations about Job. And you can see this is only really the second discourse that is starting to pile up inside of him. And he sees this, his hardship. You know, why did you bring me out of the womb? You know, would that I had died and no eye had seen me? I should have been as though I had not been carried from womb to womb. Would he not let my, let my few days alone? I think at this point, Job is recognizing that he's going to die very soon. And so he's just surmising, can't you just give me a little bit of peace before I die? Do I have to have this hardship all the way throughout? And then the last in 21 and 22, it's quite, I'll just read this. Before I go, I shall not return to the land of darkness and deep shadow, the land of utter gloom as darkness itself, of deep shadow without order, and which shines as the darkness. And this idea of order and light, disorder and darkness really begin to harmonize here. It's like, you know, remember in the creation story, God says, let there be light, but before there was deep darkness was covering the earth. And so there are three Hebrew words for darkness that are used here in this passage. The first one, the word for darkness, just a common word, is used here. The second one, where he talks about the land of utter gloom, this is from a Hebrew word that actually means to cover up. So, you know, when something is covered up, it becomes dark, obviously. And so, and then there's another word, which talks about the thick darkness or the blackness that's laid out, or this, in this particular way, would be the deep shadow. And that is, from a root word that is really actually expressing sunset. Where the light thereof is of blackness, it's only sunshine is thick darkness. It's a really bold figure of poetry. Job in a better frame of mind, would have brighter thoughts of the unseen world. But his view obviously is little, distorted because of the suffering that he's going through right now. And you get a little picture through what Job is saying here, really the purpose of pain and the purpose of suffering. I mean, obviously we don't ever want to go through it in our lives, but there is something about it because it really reveals ourselves. It really reveals what's really in our heart, and I've always looked at that as an invitation from God. He doesn't show us what's really in our heart through these difficulties just to show us. You know, he does it so that we can draw closer to him, that we can repent and we can ask for forgiveness, or we can take care of the issues of our heart. And, you know, it begs us to ask the question, do we want to, like, live in a facade of really not knowing what's deep inside of us? Or do we want to know what we're really made of? Do we want to know what's truly deep inside? And then out of that place, we make adjustments in our life. I mean, isn't that what the Christian life is about? That we have conviction, or, you know, we go through some things in life and it reveals us. And then we adjust, we repent, we change our life, we reorder our life around the things of God. And we see that Job obviously is in a really difficult place. Again, remember that the key to understanding Job in a lot of ways is to remember that Job was not privy to chapter 1 and 2. He doesn't know that you know, God is behind this, and there's a kind of an agreement, you know, happening with the devil in this. And so he doesn't understand those things, so he's really operating in the dark through all this. Whereas when we go through these things, we are privy to chapter 1 and 2. In other words, we know that God has some share in this. There's something going on around us, and so then the question turns: okay, God, what do you want to teach me? You know, whenever I've gone through difficulty, I've tried, and I'm not successful all the time. But I try to always go back to, okay, God, you know, what are you saying to me? You know, what are you doing in my life right now? What is the purpose, you know, of this criticism or of this pain or this suffering? How did this thing come about? What are you trying to do into my life? And it's something grand to remember and to think of this as an invitation that God wants us to be holier. That God wants us to be cleansed and clean and free, because that's what it means when you're doing that. You start moving in freedom, and we see Job, unfortunately, as he uses three different words for darkness, he's in the darkness, man. I mean, it is just all over him in this way. And so let's close our eyes and. You know, it seems like we're continuing praying over the same things, but you know, it's the same theme that runs through, and it's going to run through for quite a few chapters. You know, but have you thought about that? Just think about it in this way: the last time you entered into a difficulty, suffering, or whatever, how did you respond? You know, did you mischaracterize God like Job does here? You know, do you blame yourself? Do you pray and say, God, you know, you're Lord, you're doing something, and ask for revelation and then see, you know, what's deeply in our hearts. You know, I think one of the reasons why, David is a man who has one heart, you know, there's this part there, you know, in the psalmist, and he says, search me and try me, O God, and see if there be any hurtful thing within me. And lead me in the everlasting way. And there's something quite powerful about a kind of prayer like that. And Lord, really search me and try me. In other words, test me. Unlike, you know, the test that's happening here with Job. But his whole point is allow that to happen so that he could really see what was in his heart, so he can make the adjustments. And I think that's one of the principles, or that's one of the purposes of pain. That happens in our life. And so just think about the last time that happened. How did you react to that? Did you run towards God, or did you run away from God? Because that pretty much tells you what's really in our hearts. You know, as humans, we're good at faking it a lot of times, but times like this really shows what's really, really in your heart. You know, that maybe you don't trust God as much as you think you do. You know, I shared this before, you know, when the families went into quarantine, you know, the episode we had a few months ago, you know, and we were having our Zoom call with all the parents that were involved. It's interesting. Some of them were just very honest and said, you know, I didn't even pray. I just got down to business. And, you know, and I realized that you know, that's kind of my default mode. You know, I looking back, it's like I really trusted God more and really leaned on God. But, you know, whatever is going on, and there's no blame there. But the difficulty really showed what was deep inside. You know, what really we're made of in that way. And then you make adjustments. And I think that's clearly one of the great benefits of that, of suffering, is you really begin to see, and then you can make adjustments. So just think about the last time something like that happened, and now make adjustments. And so as we go to the Lord and worship, I mean, let's just begin to seek God, and maybe even if you're brave enough to pray that prayer of David, you know, search me and try me, O God. And see if there be any hurtful thing within me, and lead me in the everlasting way. Let's pray.
Is overwhelmed, and I cannot hear your voice. I hold on to what is true. I cannot see. And the storms of life, they come, and the road ahead gets deep. I will lift these hands in faith, I will believe. I'll remind myself of all that you've done, and the life I have because of your Son. Love came down and rescued me. Love came down and set me free. I am yours. I am forever yours. Mountains high or valley low, I see God and remind my soul that I am yours. I am forever yours. Heart is filled with hope. Every promise comes my way. When I feel your hands of grace rest upon me, stay desperate for you, God. So I will break your feet. I will move these hands in praise. I will believe. Remind myself of all that you've done, and the life I have because of your Son. Love came down and rescued me. Love came down and set me free. I'm yours. I am forever yours. Mountains high or valley low, I sing out and remind my soul that I am yours. I am forever yours. Cause your love came down and set me free. Love came down and set me free. I am yours. I am forever yours. Mountains high or valley low, I see God and remind my soul I am yours. I am forever yours. I am yours. I am yours. For all my days, Jesus, I am yours. I am yours. I am yours for all of my days, Jesus, I am yours. Love came down and rescued me. Love came down and set me free. I am yours. I am forever yours. Mountain high or valley low, I see God and remind my soul I am yours. I am forever yours. I am yours. I am yours. For all my days, Jesus, I am yours. I am yours for all my days. Jesus, I am yours. I am yours. I am yours for all my days. Jesus, I am yours.
Let's pray. Let's go to the Lord and Let's ask the Lord what's really, really in our hearts. As he reveals, let's make adjustments. Let's adjust our life before him. If we're using the language of this year, let's reorder our life around God's order. And let's pray. Let's go to our community prayers and let's pray for our friends and family that are battling through cancer, going through therapies. And let's pray for God's healing. Pray for our community that are battling through illness, but also needs to meet Jesus. Let's pray for peace and healing. Let's pray for the word of salvation. Let's pray for our community dealing with non-cancer related illness. Let's pray for God's healing. Pray for our community that's looking for work. Let's pray for open doors and God's provision. Go to our prayers for our city. Let's pray for Hong Kong. Today, I mean, you guys be aware there's been a huge spike in COVID cases. And let's pray for all people that are sick right now with COVID-19. Let's pray for God's healing over them. Let's pray that their body would recover. Let's pray against all the transmissions of this. Let's pray that they would find the clusters and the sources and that would put a stop to this. And let's continue to pray for our government that they would really walk in wisdom, pray against the wealth gap, pray for revival, let's lift up churches all over, pray for our partners here, sports services, Shanty, YWAM, Two Moon, Sons and Daughters, Stand Asia, Mother's Choice, the Korean Church, students, domestic helpers, and families in distress. And let's lift up our city. Thank you. Let's pray for our staff. We'll be working from home this week. Let's just pray for our productivity. Pray that we would be united, even though we're all in different places. And let's pray that God would just continue to use us powerfully during this time. Pray for our hospitality ministries, our welcoming in Barista. You know, we're going to be out of commission, looks like, for a bit. Let's pray that they would still be able to bring their teams together. Let's pray for Pastor Andrew and Ashley, that even during this break, that they would be able to build them up this time. Pray for our worship, sound, and EV teams. And let's pray for Holy Spirit to meet with us. And even though we're online, let's pray that the worship, sound, and everything through the internet would just be so powerful that it would really continue to lead us into the presence of the Lord and in our living rooms. Let's pray for our gatherings tonight on Zoom. Let's pray for the SPLI class, local financial stewardship. Ask God to bless Andrew as he leads. Pray for EG class tonight as well. The Holy Spirit will lead us in discussion and ministry. Thank you. Thank you for the passage, Lord. And we can really relate to Job, God. I think when we encounter difficult times, we also often begin to characterize you in a very negative light, God. And I see myself doing it all the time, Lord. And so help me to Lord, always see you for who you are, God. And you're a good, faithful Father, Lord. That's who you are, God. And so I pray, Lord, that you would help me to make those adjustments in my heart and my mind, God, where I characterize you in a negative way, Lord, and I realize it's wrong. And so help us, God, when we encounter these times, Father. And Lord, I know you're showing us what's really in our hearts, God, and we don't want to be fake, Lord. We want to be real, and we want to be free. And so lead us and guide us and help us, Lord. We thank you. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hey, God bless you guys. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time. I hope you still keep it. And then we'll see you tomorrow morning and we'll go through Zophar's complaint to Joel. Okay. God bless you guys. Take care. Bye.